USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last week, the president says he'd be proud to shut down the government in a dispute over border security. Now the White House says the administration is going to wait to see what the U.S. Senate might be able to pass before it agrees to any deal to avert a partial government shutdown come Friday. The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, says of a possible shutdown.
Yeah, we've been down this path before, and I don't believe we'll go down this path again.
The U.S. Senate has passed a landmark criminal justice reform bill, the First Step Act, passed overwhelmingly yesterday. Leaders in the House say they'll likely act on the bill before this week is over. Citing low demand, fuel prices are expected to continue to drop as they have for the past 10 weeks, according to a AAA report. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Facebook is admitting it allowed other tech companies to read, write, and delete users' private messages, but says it did so with consent. Facebook says the companies were able to gain access to the messages after users signed into their accounts through the partner company's app. The social media giant's statement in response to a New York Times investigation finding that Facebook allowed companies like Spotify and Netflix access to private conversations. A rare bipartisan bill that's passed the Senate's now on its way to the House, as we hear from USA's John Clemens.
The First Step Act, which passed the Senate 87-12, is a massive overhaul of the criminal justice system. Mr. Trump declared, "This will keep our community safer and provide hope for a second chance to those who earn it." I spoke to Heather Rice Minus of Prison Fellowship.
Incarcerated men and women will be assigned programming based on individualized risk assessments, and there's going to be incentives to complete those programs.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
For the second day in a row, the launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station has been postponed. They're dealing with a faulty reading from a rocket sensor. It delayed the liftoff yesterday for that Falcon 9 that's to carry a next-generation GPS satellite into orbit as part of a national security mission for the Air Force. The common flu can be deadly to tens of thousands of Americans every year, so are we any closer to finding a cure for it? That question is looked at by USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The flu still kills around 30,000 people each year in the United States, and the disease remains largely mysterious. I had a chance to chat with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, the 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History. And I asked him, are we close to a cure for the flu?
So there are two ways that we think about curing the flu. One is to actually find a medicine that will attack the flu virus itself, much like we have antibiotics that can attack bacterial infections. And the second way is preventing the disease in the first place through vaccines. We don't yet have either of these in a perfect form. The flu vaccine in its best years is only about 50% effective. And the antiviral medicines that we do have turn out to be not terribly good either. So we still have some work to do.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Good morning, good afternoon. The weather for today, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 42, and there'll be a slight wind from the southwest, 3 to 5 miles an hour. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 27. Thursday, rain likely, mainly after 4 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 48. And then Thursday night, rain with thunderstorms possibly after 1 a.m. There will be some winds with high gusts of 20 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation for Thursday night is 100%. With a chance of flooding. So if you're out on the roads Thursday night, be careful. And then Friday, rain and possible thunderstorms before 1 p.m., then showers mainly between 1 and 4. Friday night, chance of showers with a low of 41, mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high near 46. And Sunday will be sunny with a high near 43.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington, and I bring Counselor's Chat to you, hopefully every week, with the sole purpose of providing some education about good mental health, as well as working towards removing the stigma so that people feel more inclined to seek out some counseling if they're struggling with some issues. We still are not up in terms of streaming live at the 100 in Chamber Radio, so I do believe that this is being broadcast as a radio, so you can listen to it that way. However, I am working at streaming live via my phone, and doing that past couple weeks. We're hoping to get our live stream up shortly here at the Chamber, and so that's a work in progress. And as all of you know, I tend to be a little technologically challenged. I think I'm beginning to get the hang of this, so that's a good thing. So my topic for today is goodwill. It is the season, and the chamber is going to be closed next week, so I'm going to talk about goodwill towards all today. It is goodwill towards men, men being the collective of human, but to everyone, goodwill. So what is goodwill? And goodwill doesn't have to only be during this season. Goodwill is something that we would hopefully carry throughout the whole year. This is just an extra booster dose. So goodwill, friendliness, helpfulness, cooperative in feeling and attitude. Goodwill also is about establishing a good reputation in business, so that your business has a high sense of regard. In other words, you know, you have goodwill towards the people that you work with, that you work for, that work for you. Goodwill, friendliness, and mental health. So often when we struggle with things like depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, addiction, we become isolated. We don't have many friends, or if in the case of being an addict, our friends are our dealers or the people that we use with for a while until maybe paranoia kicks in. But there's a strong tendency to isolate. We don't reach out to friends. We don't connect with friends. We don't respond when friends reach out to us. We tend to be in a state of loneliness. And there is no cheer in that. It is very dark, lonely, unhappy place. And so goodwill includes friendship. Having friends for support is an excellent standard, I'm going to use that word, towards good mental health. Now, that doesn't mean the more friends that I have, the better my mental health. It means the quality of my friendships. So what do I mean by that? Well, if I'm an introvert, as an introvert, my tendency is to not have hundreds of friends. My tendency is to have a few really good friends. I'm really happy in a smaller group. I am personally an introvert, and I have a number of really good friends. But to have a party when I've got 50, 60 people, not that I haven't done it, my tendency is to then kind of be in the kitchen rather than intermingle with everyone and everybody's my best friend. I tend towards a few really good close friends, where an extrovert has a lot of really good close friends. What makes a difference between an introvert and extrovert is not just that. It's the way we gain our energy. So for an extrovert to have many people in their life at one time, as in a party, socializing with a large group, you expend a lot of energy. It's exhausting. You can't wait to go home and just have quiet time to recuperate and to regain your energy. An extrovert, on the other hand, that downtime, quiet time, they feel bored and restless. They want to have people because the people provide energy. It sort of boosts them up and like, oh man, that was just great. I'm really excited about all that connection and all of that energy. Either way, friendship is important whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. It's where you have people to support you, listen to you, be there for you in time of crisis, have good laughs with, enjoy their company, do things together, things you have in common. And it helps with building that goodwill so that friendship works hand in hand. Now, if you are in a relationship with someone that you feel like they're a friend and you come away from that relationship always exhausted, chances are that person takes your energy. If you're in a friendship with someone where you leave feeling equal, in other words, it doesn't feel like you've expended energy or gained energy, that tends to be a good type of friendship. And then there's also friendships when you walk away, you feel, oh man, that was really great. You feel energized by the friendship. So you're looking for the latter too. If you're always with someone and you always walk away feeling like, oh, that was a lot of work, you might want to rethink that person as a friend. And yes, we can end friendships. Just because we're friends with someone doesn't mean we have to remain friends with them forever. We want people that support us, that love us, that care for us, that we can support, love, and care for, and that it's mutual. And that is part of that goodwill. Goodwill includes trusting. So it means that I trust people, I find them to be trustworthy, and people find me to be trustworthy. So how do I become trustworthy, or how do you become trustworthy? Well, if you say you're going to do something, 99% of the time you do it. 95% of the time you do it. Even 90% of the time, there's always the possibility that something comes up in your life and you have to cancel or back out. And that's always okay. I mean, you're allowed to say, I think this is not going to work for me. It's not a good time. I know we set this up. But if you're there the majority of the time, if you keep your word majority of the time, and I'm going to say, of course, there's things where that have a lot of weight attached to it. So being trustworthy in a relationship doesn't mean 95% of the time I'm faithful in the relationship and 5% of the time I'm not. That's a weighty area of not being trustworthy. However, putting that aside, in friendship, goodwill, I am going to be trustworthy and I want you to be trustworthy in relation with me. Friendship, significant other, spouse, parent, sibling, it doesn't matter. We want to have that trust in each other. And that provides goodwill. That means I can count on you and you can count on me. That I will be there for you. You will be there for me. I trust that you will catch me if I am falling, and you can trust that I will catch you when I'm falling. There is goodwill in that. And that is really an important aspect of goodwill. So there's friendship and there's trustworthiness. Now, goodwill towards all also means the way I interact with not just my friends and not just my family, but to the world at large. How am I treating the world at large? I think that that's really important, and it begins with being genuine. So what do I mean by that, being genuine? It means I have to be true to myself. I have to be the person that I am supposed to be. In other words, and I say this to clients all the time, my job, counselor, my job as a human being is to be the best Ruth that I can be. Not perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. But to be the best Ruth that I can be, to be genuine to myself, not to be, I'm going to use the word, codependent. Oftentimes people who are codependent rescue, caretake, enable, and have a really difficult that control other people and have a really difficult time identifying who they are. So if I'm very codependent, I have a really hard time figuring out who I am because I'm so busy taking care of everyone else and rescuing everyone else and focusing on everyone else, and I cannot be genuine to myself. If you like blue, I like blue. If you like purple, I like purple. If you like Chinese food, I like Chinese food. I don't know where I end and you begin. I'm not being genuine to myself. I don't have a good sense of my own boundaries, good sense of my own limits. I'm willing to go beyond all of that. And that is not true goodwill, to overextend myself to the point of resentment. So it's better to give than to receive, yes, because I'm giving out of genuineness. Okay, it's giving out of genuineness. I'm not giving out of obligation. It's a time of goodwill, which, like I said, is something we can carry and would hopefully carry throughout the year. So it is caring for others who are less needy. Sorry, I'm still on. Doing this by phone, the phone rang. Anyway, caring for others who are less needy. So with codependency means that I'm going to take care of people who can take care of themselves, because I think they're not doing it right. So I don't think you're doing such a good job of taking care of you. And so I will step in and do it for you and try and fix it and make it all better and control the whole situation. And that is not goodwill at all. Helping the needy, there's going to always be people that are needy. And it's important to volunteer. That is part of goodwill. Do something for other people. Work at an animal shelter. Work with Boys and Girls Club of America. I can't even begin to tell you the tremendous amounts of ways that we can volunteer. And it doesn't just have to be during the holiday season. Like I know if I go to my bank, they've got one of those Christmas trees where, you could buy size 10 shoe for this boy and a particular doll for this girl or whatever. Family needs things. To do something like that. The Santas are ringing their bells at the Red Cross. We don't only have to donate to the Red Cross during the holiday. We can donate any time of the year. We don't even have to donate to the Red Cross when there is a natural crisis where people are in need. We can donate at any time. Or another one like Red Cross, the Samaritan's Purse. These are things that you can look up. Donate to your local volunteer fire company. You don't have to be a volunteer or an ETM volunteer, but you can donate funds. You can do that. You can show up with cookies at the holidays, but you don't only have to do it at the holidays. You can just show up at your local police station and say, guys and gals, I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts. I bought you a whole bunch. Here's a box of Joe. You guys are doing a great job. And just do that. That's goodwill. That's goodwill. And it's important to be able to do those things. So I'm giving back. I'm helping people, okay, with being thankful. I'm helping people who really need help. When we talk about things like addiction, and I'll use that specifically because I did talk about it, enabling caretaking, rescuing sometimes doesn't help. Oftentimes it hurts and it helps continue on the process of the addiction and people not seeking out treatment. So it's really important that we may sometimes think that we are doing good because it's a kind gesture. But we have to think sometimes of the consequences of that. So if you've got someone in your family that's struggling with an addiction, anything that is going to make their life easier is not necessarily the best thing. It seems counter towards goodwill. But the way an addict or an alcoholic gets help is through physical pain, financial pain, emotional pain. And so sometimes we do have to raise that bar a little bit to help them get into some kind of recovery or treatment. And think of that as support and goodwill. I think, and I know I too am at fault. I tend to get a little political at times on Facebook, and I do try and hold back a little bit. Again, it's about goodwill and saying I don't want to say something or do something that may, hurt others. However, in this political correct environment, we do have it backwards a little bit. And what I mean by that is being politically correct does not necessarily mean that I don't say something because I don't want to offend you. So my goodwill is to keep my mouth shut so I don't offend someone. Now, if I say something with the intention to offend, that is not goodwill. If I say something without the intention to offend, but it's my viewpoint, I cannot be responsible if someone takes offense because no offense was given. So that's part of our language. You know, I'm saying this, no offense is given. You may just choose to take offense. I am taking offense at that. So it's like I'm picking up something that you may not even be giving me, but I've decided to do that. So there is thought in, you know, how am I saying something? Am I communicating something in the best way that does demonstrate that I have a viewpoint, I want to get my viewpoint across, but I'm not doing it in a mean-spirited way. I'm saying what I'm saying with goodwill. And like I said, I'm not always perfect at that. I can be sometimes, you know, what can I tell you? Jersey Italian girl. Anyway, no offense, girls out there, or Italians out there. Anyway, so goodwill is really important. Friendship, family. Now, family is an interesting thing where goodwill is concerned, because sometimes we have very dysfunctional families that cause a lot of emotional pain. And in that process of that emotional pain, we say, but it's family. We have to stick by it. Family. Blood is thicker than water. Well, I think that there are times we may have to say, family is too dysfunctional, and my mental health is too important to me, because there's a right. We have lots of rights, actually. But I have the right to be healthier than the people around me. I have the right to be healthier. So if my family is not very healthy, let's say I am in recovery from alcoholism, but all the people or addiction, but the rest of my people in my family, on holidays they get sloppy drunk and the drugs, and that's you know what? I don't have to participate. I don't have to go and sit there and watch, and I don't have to do that. I could make a choice. I can actually have a family of choice. That's sort of where good friendships come in. So I may choose to have good friends around me and do that rather than participate in family dysfunction. there is some goodwill in that. Goodwill towards myself. I don't go to a place where I'm feeling resentment and anger towards family. I am with people that, again, I enjoy their company. They enjoy my company. We can be supportive of each other. There is goodwill in that. So goodwill can play a whole lot in good mental health. So I need to actually take a little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for Counselors Chat. And the people who support the 100 and Chamber Radio, they have their voice also needs to be heard. So I will be back in a few moments with Counselors Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, welcome back. And I'm Ruth Altamirroll, your host for Counselors Chat. And I keep playing with my phone here a little bit, hoping to get this thing down until we get back streamed live. I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington on Main Street. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web, sort of. Building a new web page. I'm really excited. I'm going to probably have it go live in the next few days. It will be altarolcounselor.com. So I know my little commercial says .net. I'm going back to .com. So it's Altarol, so it's two L's, counselor.com. So I've got a new logo. I'm going to have a new web page. And I'm really kind of excited about having all that for the new year. You can follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Or I am also on LinkedIn, so you can follow me there. Like I said, my goal to do Counselors Chat is to help educate and to about good mental health, and also to remove the stigma for people who are seeking out counseling. I think a little bit of counseling could be helpful at any time. I've said this before. I don't think I've said it for a while, but You know, we go for an annual checkup. We go get our teeth checked. We go get our oil changed. We go do all kinds of things to make sure it's all working properly. But we don't usually go get a mental health check. It may not be a bad idea on occasion just to see that, am I thinking clearly? Am I on target with things that I'm doing? These are areas of frustration, or I may not even realize that I've got some depression or anxiety. It's just been such a part of my life. I just deal with it all the time. Or if you've had a loss in your life, you may want some grief counseling. So there's so many things that so many areas in our lives where counseling can be useful. However, my topic today is goodwill and mental health. And, I talked a little bit about friendship, how important that is, giving to others, being caring, supportive, being generous, having charity, being helpful, being kind. And we definitely live in a time where being kind is courteous, is really gone by the wayside. This is the season of goodwill, and we fight over parking spots and scramble for the last whatever item on the shelf and push and shove to get the thing we want, and there is no kindness in that. Last week, I was at the grocery store, and there was a woman in the baking section, as so many of us were, and she was getting frustrated. There's no raisins. Where are the raisins? And, people were standing around, and I know I'm not the only one who knows where the raisins are. I don't even work at the grocery store. I just go there once a week or so. And so I said, it's over in whatever section. And she said, oh, thank you. And on the way out, she happened to be right in front of me on the way out after paying for our groceries. And again, she just thanked me. And that's just a little act of kindness. We don't stop and help people. We just don't allow somebody, I'm standing here in line. My grocery cart is filled to the brim. You're standing behind me. You have 5 items in your cart. I could see that the 5 item line or checkout line is from here to kingdom come. Let the person in front of you. We're in such a rush. We don't give anybody that sense of kindness. Just do something for someone. It doesn't just have to be, again, baking cookies and handing out cookies to your neighbors at Christmas. We can be kind at any time of the year. Helpful. When you know that there's someone struggling, I tend to be probably one of the first people, if I'm driving somewhere, I see, a box in the middle of the road. I call, not because it's a box and say something. I think of it more in terms of, oh, what if a car hits that? So I'll call and say there's a box in the middle of the road, or there's a garbage bag in the middle of the road, or somebody's pulled over to the side of the road with flashers on and you might want to, go and check to see everything is okay. Those are acts of kindness. Now, I'm not the kindest person in the world. I'm going to say that. There's times that I think, oh, I could have done that, or that would have been nice if I had said that. But I am giving suggestions. We don't say thank you. We don't say please. We've lost our ability. We don't teach manners anymore. When you get a gift, send a thank you note. Thank you. Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for the kindness. So one kindness creates another kindness. That idea of paying it forward is... someone helps you, I'm going to help me. I've got this wonderful neighbor across the street, and she's got kids, and so often somebody's gotten hurt, or one of her kids has asthma, and I know they struggle with that, and I'm always willing, you know, I always say, do you need anything? Let me know. You want me to go to the grocery store? I'm willing to help. And she helps me when we go on vacation. She's always there to help my husband and I take care of our little kitties while we're gone. And that's just being helpful. I've got people who are willing to help out with issues around my mom, or there's just kindness all over the place. And so acts of kindness is part of having goodwill. When we do that, it builds our self-esteem. I feel better about myself because I've helped someone out. I feel better about myself because I've called something to someone's attention who might be able to help with a crisis. Sitting down and talking with someone. Going to a nursing home and just going and talking with people. When I go visit my mom, there's a couple of people that I always stop and say hi to, and how are you doing, and just kind of connected with them a little bit. And this is just acts of kindness. Being cheerful. Again, being cheerful is part of goodwill. Being cheerful is an attitude. So being depressed, anxious, having OCD, having other things, dealing with addiction, chances are you may not be very cheerful. And cheerful, like I said, is an attitude. So it's thinking about your self-talk. Is it negative? Am I thinking negatively about other people? Am I saying negative things to myself? Am I always down, negative? Or am I being cheerful, happy, upbeat, positive in my thinking, and positive in my communication? Again, I know I'm not perfect at all of this. I struggle sometimes with my own depression. And I work it out and work through it and work towards being a little bit more positive. Look towards the possibilities of. Look at things in terms of opportunity. Sometimes I feel like I've got nothing but a gray cloud over my head. And I think, all right, what's the opportunity? Let me practice some mindfulness. So what's going on in the present moment? Is everything okay in the present moment? What am I doing right now? Is it okay? Is anything hurting me? Is anything happening? Just being in the moment. So that kind of can add some cheer. Listening to positive, cheerful music. I know I can listen to music that brings me down. I can change it. Put on music that cheers me up. You know, we listen to, you know, holiday music right now, all those Christmas music. Mostly it's upbeat, cheerful music. So doing something like that can also increase our sense of goodwill. I'm cheerful. Feeling kind, trustworthy, I'm giving, I'm supportive. Okay, those are just things that encourage goodwill and goodwill towards all. And in our political climate, as I said before, we are not in a good place where there is goodwill towards all. There's goodwill towards the people of my party and bad will towards the people of your party. And that really doesn't help anything. It's really important to work towards goodwill towards all. We may not always agree, but it's important to sit and listen. Listen to someone else's perspective. We don't have to agree. Like I said, we can disagree, and it's how we disagree. So I think that that is important also. It's a time where we can work towards bringing people together. And it doesn't just have to be this time of year. I think this holiday season, with New Year's coming, we can make resolutions. It is a time just in the cycle of the earth where we are reaching that shortest day and we're going to start going towards the light. The light is coming, the brightness. Spring is going to start happening in another few months and the earth is going to warm up. And that is another symbol, I'm going to say that, towards moving towards the positive. So that we can work at being positive, hopeful, cheerful, having goodwill towards your neighbor, towards your community, towards your family member, towards your coworker, towards your politician, towards another country, people around the world. We're really all the same. The language of emotion makes us all equal. And I say this to all my clients. When you see someone smile, it doesn't matter what language they speak. You know what they are saying. If you see someone cry, you may not know their language, but you know what they are saying. If you see someone being angry, you don't know, again, what they're saying, but you know what they're communicating through their feelings. So that we need to recognize that the way we connect as human beings is through our emotions. And that we can accept each other because we all have the same. We all have the same emotions. And good mental health is about how we handle those emotions, our coping skills around those emotions, how we regulate our lives through those emotions, how we share and support each other when we have painful emotions and cheerful emotions. So goodwill. Goodwill is also a state of wishing well to others. So even if someone does disagree with me and I disagree with them, it really is about wishing them well. And loving our enemies. Sometimes I think it's misunderstood. Loving our enemies doesn't mean that we have to bring our enemy home for lunch or treat them to dinner. It means being patient with them, showing kindness to them, not wishing them harm to the best of your ability. Remembering we are human, but when you do catch yourself doing that, to say, wait a minute, that's not goodwill. That's not really what I want to do. But what I can do is I could say, you know what, I do wish that my enemy stays way over there, and I need to move on with my life, and they need to move on with their life, and we can get along that way. Because we don't really know what the pain is of our enemy and what's going on in their lives that have created the place where they are. And so we can have some goodwill towards them. Like I said, doesn't mean we have to take them to lunch. So anyway, I do need to end the show for today. I know Hanukkah is over, so for those of you that celebrated, I hope you had a good Hanukkah. Christmas is right around the corner, and I do wish all of you a Merry Christmas. And for those celebrating Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa. And I will not be here next week. The 100 in Chamber is closed during the holiday week, and I will be back, I guess, in the new year. So I wish you all good mental health. Please drive safe. My show last week was December is Safe Driving, Drunk Driving, Drugged Driving Awareness Month. So be safe on the roads and enjoy your family. And I wish you all goodwill and good cheer.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunters is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Want me to start the news?
Yeah, please.
Thank you very much. See what I did?
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced plans to withdraw troops from Syria. Many Republican senators are not too happy, including Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio.
The decision to withdraw an American presence in Syria is a colossal, in my mind, mistake, a grave error that's going to have significant repercussions in the years and months to come.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to introduce a bill that would fund the government through February 8th. As far as if the president would still shut down the government, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News.
The president has said that he is willing to do what he has to do to get that border security, including a government shutdown.
Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch is on